Rogers High students escape the town with fun-packed day trips. From the Blue Devil Hub, this is the news cycle. I'm Stella Mays, and today is Monday, May 9th. Many high school students and community members plan day trips out of Davis. Zoe Kaplan has the story.
Sophomore Ione Chambers went on a trip to San Francisco with her mom and friend during Memorial Day weekend.
And so we walked outside and there were like a lot more people up than like in Davis. It was like a lot more busy already and it was kind of weird seeing all these people like up and whatever.
It gave them a chance to explore places outside of Davis without having to miss school days.
We just wanted to stay the night, so we needed like a hotel. But yeah, I want to go on like the train.
Student Nusha Nesbarn also regularly goes on trips with her family.
Most of the time I go with my mom and my brother. We do a lot of day trips there. Sometimes we do day trips and we visit my grandparents and we do things with them, like just like going out to dinner and stuff, but we're out and doing stuff all day.
And it's not just teenagers who enjoy these trips. Parents do too. English teacher Corrine Campbell has a young daughter who she loves to go on trips with.
But my husband and I like love to travel in general. Obviously, we haven't been doing a lot of that with COVID, so day trips are like, you know, like the next best thing.
For BlueDevilHub.com, this is Zoe Kaplan.
Sleep is a constant struggle for everyone, but for teenagers especially, the effects of the lack thereof is rearing its head. Calissa Levy investigated.
Many students are not getting enough sleep to function properly in school. Some students stay up too late doing homework or getting distracted by things like their phone. Junior Oliver Mahoney has many issues falling asleep at night, so he stays up doing other things.
I can't go to sleep. I'm always moving around in bed, so I stay up.
Homework is also a big factor in Mahoney's sleep schedule.
Because I'm taking a lot of AP and honor classes, so that does keep me up. Like, especially on Thursdays, I'm up studying for my test for Friday. I'm used to getting no sleep sometimes. I just power through the day.
Some days are especially hard for students, and they have to find ways to keep themselves from falling asleep in class. Laura Barger, assistant professor, Division of Sleep Medicine at Harvard Medical School, notes that caffeine is especially bad for young teenagers' sleep schedules.
No teenager should need caffeine to stay awake. You should be able to stay awake all day without caffeine. But caffeine has a 6 to 9 hour half-life. That means 6 to 9 hours later, half of the active ingredient is still active in your body. Any caffeine after noon time is going to interfere with your sleep.
Once students start on a bad sleep schedule, it puts them on a bad pattern. When they go to bed late, they are more tired the next day, which leads them to be more likely to start depending on caffeine throughout the day, which makes it harder to fall asleep. Although there are exceptions, like Lisa Punkova, who has been diagnosed with insomnia.
I never had to struggle with insomnia until this year, and I've always been a straight A student, but yes, this year I have gotten some worse grades. They were a little upsetting.
Punkova finds issues staying asleep at night. On some nights, when she can't stay asleep, she finds herself waking up at early hours of the morning and not being able to get back asleep.
I do find some issues when I get a lack of sleep. I'm just like zoning out and dozing off. And sometimes I end up just having to step out of class and just like breathe some fresh air or get some water.
This is Calissa Levy with BlueDevilHub.com.
Many high school students rely on the bus to get to school for varying reasons. JJ Williamson has the story.
In Davis, students have no official school buses to get to school, so other modes of transportation are utilized. One of these modes of transportation is the Unitrans bus, which has many routes around Davis, including one that is just for students.
I take the bus to and from school and occasionally downtown or somewhere else in town if needed.
That was Ella Del Favaro, a sophomore who takes the bus to and from school. There are 19 bus routes around Davis that go to stores, downtown, and schools.
To school, sometimes I just take it to right around Davis, and then I take it to go back home.
That was Lisa Pankova, a sophomore at DHS.
Very peaceful, they're very clean, nice.
Some students use it as an alternate to biking or walking, and some just enjoy the chill atmosphere. The bus isn't all good things, however. There are some problems that the students face.
The bus that comes right after school actually leaves at 3:28 instead of 3:30, so I have to like sprint out of my classroom if I want to get it, or wait 30 minutes.
Luckily, most of the time, the bus runs late. For BlueDevilHub.com, this is JJ Williamson.
DHS staff have trouble keeping track of their keys, but for some, the stakes are higher than others. Wyatt Bluecoat has the story.
All teachers have keys to their classrooms, and most teachers have misplaced those keys.
I do tend to leave my classroom key on my desk when I go around campus to do things, and I often lock myself out.
Social studies teacher Kelly McIntyre's classroom opens into the library, and she's had to turn to librarian Bruce Cummings for help.
Mr. Cummings very nicely usually lets me back in.
Chemistry teacher Jonathan Langberg has a different problem.
I have too many keys, and they don't really fit in my pocket very well. And so when I like bend over or try to grab something, I often just turn on the car alarm to my car on accident. And it scares me, it scares the dog, it scares whoever's around.
But the most important keys in the school belong to custodian Muhammad Malik.
I have the master key, so I have access to any building, any room, any classroom. I have to have this key with me all the time. I cannot lose these keys. And there are serious consequences of me losing the keys. Because if I lose a key, the school has to, the district has to rekey the entire school. And it costs an enormous amount of money.
For BlueDevilHub.com, this is Wyatt Bluecoat.
You can check out The Hub on Instagram at Blue Devil Hub and on Twitter at DHS Hub. You can find this episode and all of our previous shows at BlueDevilHub.com, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts. The News Cycle is a production of the Blue Devil Hub in association with the Davis Enterprise. Our theme music is written by Daniel Ruiz Jimenez. The program is produced by Stella Mays and Max Davis Housefield. Our executive producer is Jihan Min. Stay safe, have the most fabulous week, and we will see you Monday.